Hey, 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 it's Genevieve, a.k.a. Miss Fab 617.
And it's your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens.
We're coming to you from our new show called
Boston Come Through. We'll be bringing you the latest and greatest things happening in and around Boston. We'll be talking what? Black-owned businesses,
hey,
social events, what? And the Black experience.
Okay.
How's that sound, Genevieve?
I love it.
Dig it.
Tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Boston Free Radio.
Boston, come through. Come listen.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, what is crack-a-lack in Boston and beyond? You are listening to another dope episode, Boston Come Through.
Yeah, it's going to be a good episode.
Oh, you already know.
I can feel it.
I feel it in my heart, in my shundo.
And your highlights already popping. It's already
You already know the little trophy wife from Rihanna.
And I got my highlight together, too. You know, it's on my little nose or whatever.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin Mina, because she's a makeup artist, and I didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, we made it happen. So, you know.
Dope.
Hey, girl. Hey, who is you?
I am Genevieve Angelique.
Hello, and I'm Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens.
Awesome. And we're gracing y'all with our amazing presence on this Wednesday evening.
Me, me, me.
My highlight, though.
It's popping. It's popping. It's popping. Hey, it's popping.
Crystal does these like one-person
music videos,
right,
concerts,
right, musicals,
you know, all of the
it.
Above. You feel me? And you know, it comes through. You know, we're going to get y'all some more content on the interwebs and whatnot. And
we're trying.
It's
going to
be,
here.
Yes, so lit, litty-fi lit.
Yep, we're getting how we live.
Hey, I
considering
get it how I live it. Hey.
Our tagline is, we talk about how,
social
right,
life
like, we need to get that together.
We're trying.
Been together lately.
We certainly are trying.
Right.
Absolutely. But how was your week, girl? What's up? What you been up to? I feel like I hang out with you every day, so I don't know why
I
be asking. Tell the people.
I didn't see you today, though.
I see you right now.
I know. I mean, before right now.
You're right.
You've been busy. You haven't been answering my phone calls when I call the first time.
First of all.
I'm just saying. I know you're busy, though.
Sometimes I like to use the bathroom, you know what I mean? Sometimes I like to eat, you know,
sometimes
get a snack.
You like to work.
Yeah, how was your week?
It was not as eventful as yours, but because I'm looking at this show rundown.
Hey.
What happened? The only thing I can think of that I care to mention on air is covering Magnolia Bakery's opening yesterday at Faneuil Hall.
Liz, let me explain to y'all something. Genevieve came into the studio with gifts. Gifts
See,
of
I'm a
cupcakes.
Generous person.
Yes, and they were popping. They were just ever
they
so popping.
They ain't cheap cupcakes either.
Listen, and she made special ones, you know, put a little
Burley
sprinkle.
Made yours.
Oh, that's true. Burley did make
so
mine.
Shout
out to her. Yeah. That was really good. Made a nice little midnight snack, you know.
They have like little minis of everything to try, but their stuff is so rich that like I went in there thinking like I'm about to like shut it down. I had like three of them little mini cupcakes. I was like, mm-mm.
You're like, no, mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
I can't right now.
It's a whole different situation.
Yeah, so but I covered it for Secret Boston. It was dope. Awesome. I rarely go like it's kind of sad. I don't go to these areas very often. Anywhere like I gotta look for parking for like 20
minutes.
I don't go.
Say no more.
Right, because I still got a ticket, and I was like, I might as well pay it at the garage. So it just did not work out in my favor.
Yeah, Boston does not play.
Right,
tell you what. Absolutely.
But it was dope. I definitely recommend try their banana, banana.
I'm gonna eat banana.
Their banana pudding, if you do eat banana, is really good. And so just everything they have was really good.
Yeah, everyone was like freaking out my timeline for like the past like couple of weeks. They just opened, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh my god, Magnolia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
I took Burley because I didn't know what it was either. But I saw a status she wrote like the week before and people were just going off, and then Secret Boston had hit me up to cover it.
Because
so like,
you know you're the OG story ambassador.
I know, you know, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna front because that is the
Listen,
truth.
Listen, people be recognizing Genevieve. Don't let her not flex on y'all because she be flexing, you know?
So I was like, let me hit up Burley. And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I was like, I don't know what this is about, but yeah, whatever.
We gonna figure it out.
But that was pretty much it.
Yes. So my week, I had a lot going on. I'm only gonna mention four out of the things that I remember. Because, you know, Gladys over here, she about 94. You know, the way her memory works, she ain't gonna remember everything anyway. So, anywho. Rewind to, I guess, like, last week and this week, I started going to hot yoga. Which, I don't know if I... Did I talk about it on the show?
I don't feel like you did. You talked about it on social media.
Okay,
though.
Well, surprise, y'all. I've been going to hot yoga. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a really interesting experience. It's, like, 105 degrees, which, like, everyone freaks out. But I'm like, if you've ever been to the Caribbean in the summer, it's the same concept.
I haven't been there, so no.
Okay, well, it's very, like, it's humid in there, so you don't, like, dry out. Like, there's a lot of moisture in the air. Like, it's just really, really awesome. And, like, you know, you're doing your yoga poses and you're doing like your, you know, Shavasana and all these other things.
I wish y'all could see
or whatever. You know, just be out here just doing my yogas and my stretches and whatnot and the left and the right and, you know, around here. But yeah, the problem is, not a problem per se, but I've just been noticing things or whatever. And that, you know, like, the people of color, you know what I mean, do yoga a little different than the non people of color, and like not in terms of the actual yoga, but it's in terms of like the shower area and like walking around butt naked. And like, I love my yoga place, don't get me wrong, but like, you know, I just don't need all of the, you know, the tits and the D's and the dad just in my face.
Is it a person of color thing or is it a crystal thing?
I don't know. But just like, I
saw the comments on your post.
Butt naked people either. Like, either way.
I feel like, I don't know if I would say it's like a, maybe there aren't that many of y'all there. So
no,
then
it's usually
it looks
me.
Like,
yep,
okay,
it's
so maybe it's me. Maybe it's just you. I don't know if we can fully say it's a person of color thing. But I mean,
but I just mean in terms of like in general.
No, some people,
you know,
are just very free.
Yeah, yeah, real free. Just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it's a personality thing.
Yeah.
So
it just caught me off guard because I'm just talking. I turned around. It was just like nothing.
Like,
just how you came into the world.
I didn't expect to see all of that, but it's cool.
But yeah, no, I really do love it though, and I think it definitely helps to kind of like keep your mind, body, and spirit just like, you know, just, you know, fresh and detoxed, mm-hmm, every day. But yeah, that was thing number one. Thing number two, I started. I had a meeting with the Freedom House in Boston. And they're so dope, and they're doing a Kinks and Curls documentary, so stay tuned to that. Yeah, we're gonna start filming for that in the next couple weeks, in May, and that should be coming out in June. And then what else did I do yesterday? I think it was I went back to my, do you also call it alma mater if it's high school? Yeah, right?
That's, I think,
thing, right?
So, yeah.
My alma mater of high school, whatever. I'll Google that later. But yeah, I went back to MHS, Medford High, and I did an alumni panel with their ESL students. Hey! Oh my God. Our guest is upset, you know, because he was not invited. But yeah, so I went back and I was talking to their ESL students who are juniors and seniors and they're about to go to college, and just kind of what the college experience is like in terms of getting to college and what it means for like being a person of color, a first generation American, you know, an immigrant, like whatever, all these different titles that we have, and how it makes the process just different and how we can prepare them. So that was really awesome. And then last but not least, of course, you know, Dear Little Project, just out here,
Dusky,
you know,
baby.
Just trying to market it to different places. So our PSA for the evening, if you would like to bring the Dear Little Project to your school, church, community center, I don't know, living room, family engagement, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvahs, you know, I am taking all requests. You know, find me on all of the places at the Crystal Lens, crystallens.com, and the crystallens@gmail.com. Have a nice evening.
And send her an email because she does not like when you DM her.
Yeah. She said that, and it's true. So, but yeah, that's what I've been up to, and yeah, I think that's about it for my life, though.
Yeah, you had an exciting life, it seems.
Yeah, I had to keep checking my calendar every night before I went to sleep just to make sure I knew what I was doing the next day, because I, like, every day, I'm not, like, one of those people that can set the alarm for the same time every day, because, like, one day I gotta get up at 6, another day I gotta get up at 11. So, you know.
Today I got really good sleep.
Yes.
The only other announcement is that we'll be guests on the Kitchen Table Talk on Saturday.
Yes.
If you guys do not know about it, it's the next poppin' thing in Boston. You can find them on Facebook. They Facebook Live every Saturday at 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kitchen Table Talk, spelled K-T-C-H-N.
Yes.
And it's with our dear friend, Bianca, almost drew
Bianca, a blank. AKA the Curvy Coalition.
Right, and her husband, It's All Gravy Baby. So he cooks, and I think that's
Chefing
what I'm
it up.
Right. That's
Chefing
what I'm most excited about.
Hey, and his food is popping.
Right. So if anything, if you're a foodie, you definitely want to tune in.
Yes.
To that.
Yes. All right. So we're gonna take a quick little breaky break, unless you have more things to tell
and we
the
got
folks.
Exclusiveness today.
We got exclusives. You know what I mean? Because Boston come through, we just be out here, you know, just holding it down for the city and whatnot. You know, cause we love our city. But yeah, we got Giovanni. Which song we gonna play? Cause we got options. You know what I mean? Who we playing? We play a little Break You Out. We playing a little Batty. You know what we gonna play? What you
feeling? I didn't hear them. So
oh, you haven't heard? Yeah. What you feeling, guest over there? Who we haven't announced yet? Which one you feeling?
Play she's
bad. Okay, she bad and she know it. Ew. All right, cool. So this is the lovely, lovely Giovanni. And let me get this crack-a-lackin' for y'all. And we will be right back with our guest of the evening. This is Boston Come Through on Boston Free Radio.
Shorty's a freak and I love her physique. She built just like Rihanna. Full of karma, she straight to the money. Give f- about no sponsor. She killing these bitches one bang at a time like a six shot. She know that she bad on a whole nother class, and I swear that I wanna. Got her own house on the hill. She only gon' f- with the real. Never make time for no. She too busy chasing the meal. These bitches gon' say that she's scandalous. The curves on that body is damaging. Waist like a model, and that's just colossal. Gonna need some precaution to handle it. Stand 5'5", she a banger. She a banger. And there's more. You can see that I'm broken up from every angle. From every angle. Yes, Lord. Say it only takes one. I've heard a change ya. Heard a change ya. She falls. Swear it's gotta be a crime when she killed the 2 priests, man. Imagine when it's all. Cause she bad and she know it. Said she bad and she know it. Stacks on me, so it's 213 every time that she roll it. Cause she bad and she know it. Said she bad and she know it. Said she bad and she know it. Brand new bag, she gon' let the top off. Cause she ain't afraid to show it. And the truth is, girl, you should let her fall the loose ends, yeah. I put you on to some new things. I rep the city in the block where the new kids from. She know that she bad, plus she rolling in cash. She kill them loopies, them toes getting tagged. And I blow a check to get all of that out. You can pick the place, we can set it up. We been f***ing all night, but I ain't get enough. She might give you the card, you should run it up. So tell these broke bros, they should level up. We can hit the city hard or just keep it low key. Not too, too good, never get it for free. You can bring your girl, we can do it on three. So you the main reason why they hating on me, yeah. Stand 5'5", she a banger. And there's more. You can see that I'm broken up from every angle. Yes, Lord. Say it only takes one, I've heard a change ya. She a bogus. Swear it's gotta be a crime when she killed the 2 priests, man. Imagine when it's all.
Giovanni's from Boston, apparently.
Okay.
Did not know that.
Okay.
That's dope. There's a lot of dope artists.
We have a lot of talent in Boston.
We sure do.
Okay. Okay, so, as promised, we have two lovely guests for y'all.
And that's a first, because this is the first time we've had two additional people, like, speaking on air. I should say, in the studio, so. You guys are special.
Yeah.
And Justin, you're our second guy.
Wait.
Well, you gotta, like, announce him. Ain't nobody know who Justin is. Like, who's Justin?
Well, everybody knows who Justin.
Who's the first guy?
Royal. Royal Loradin.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Hey.
We were all connected. See, this is
key. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm always saying to Crystal, like, we only have women on the show.
I'm like, it's okay. We gonna work it out. They gonna come when they need to come. Look at Justin
let's
here.
Let's get Giovanni in here.
We gonna get Giovanni in here. Come through, Giovanni. Ew.
But let me properly introduce you guys.
Yes.
And actually the organization. So we have today, we have Leora Viega Rifkin. Did I say your name correctly?
Hey.
Okay, Chief of Possibility, and Justin Springer,
yes,
who is Chief of Brand Strategy and Digital Marketing for Bread Boston. Bread focuses on the belief that Boston's communities of colors are sufficient and capable of being prospers by investing value in ourselves while serving others. They believe it is possible to express our strengths and to share these strengths in a mutually beneficial way to help each of us prosper and grow, but only if we create space to collectively nurture our human connections. And I didn't mention that BRED Boston stands for Boston Racial and Economic Active Dialogue.
See, now, I was expecting some type of croissant, but I like that, too.
We got that, too, for you.
Hey! Hi, guys. Welcome.
What's going on? I'm engaging in this orange.
It's cool. Yeah, because you already know. So, we're back with the snack of the week,
y'all. I guess so.
That was a nice intro. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
No, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
I stand for BRED Boston. I had to learn your acronyms, because I'd always be telling people and they'd be like, what does it stand for? And I'm like, Boston Racial something, and then I had to like remember it. But I try not to miss an event.
Appreciate it.
But I guess I should have you guys tell the people specifically what BRED Boston is.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I didn't do it justice, even though I read your bio.
Really? I think you did. I mean, I always like
you did justice.
I always like to have people who experience it say what it is.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So what do you...
Oh, Lord. Let me see. I always explain it as, like, a place, kind of like an incubator space for entrepreneurs. And I always tell people it's a place to get inspired, get information, but also socialize, and also harp on the socialization part, because as entrepreneurs, it's hard, you know, because you're doing your stuff, and mm-hmm. you want to socialize, but you can't. But I tell people, you can get all of that. It's like a one-stop shop, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Essentially, but that's still not doing it justice, because you guys have the DJ, you feed people, we hear other dope entrepreneurs in whatever field they're in, how they did their thing, how they're doing their thing, and then you bring the community together. And they do the dream ciphers. I forgot about that too.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it's a dream cipher. Yes,
that's one of my questions for me.
And I'm working on getting to my first BRED Boston event. But yeah, okay, we gonna.
Well, there's one coming up. So
yeah, there is one coming up.
Yes,
you guys should have the show from there.
We can talk about it.
We gonna work it out.
We will work it out. But in your you guys tell us what BRED Boston is.
Yeah.
Sure.
She looked right at you.
Well, I mean, it means a lot. You know what I mean? I'm an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. full time, the real deal.
The real deal, y'all.
I mean, there's a lot more. So, the experience that you were mentioning mm-hmm. Is our startup classroom mm-hmm. experience.
Exactly.
So, really, when you think about it, it's really make bread. How do we make bread together? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, if I can share a personal story which is connected to how we all met.
Absolutely.
So when you're an entrepreneur, especially in my case, I didn't have any family. I had my brother. But my brother was in and out of the system. Mm-hmm. You know. But he was the first in my family to start a business. So that was an inspiration and a spark when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But my point is, when I started a business, I didn't really have a lot of people around me that could help me develop or this is what you got to do. And I was kind of lost for a while and alone, because when you're an entrepreneur, it's a lonely road. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about the experience that you had, it's about creating those spaces where entrepreneurs can connect, can share tools, can learn, because when you think about the startup classroom, one of our missions is to bring in influencers from other markets, mm-hmm. especially major markets like LA, when you think about Benoni, mm-hmm. you think about Morgan mm-hmm. from Blavity,
right.
When you think about Albury, these are all folks that are doing big things in the tech field. So not only do we bring them out here for a TED Talk conversation, but we're planting seeds. So every time they come out here, they're meeting Bostonians. And when they're leaving, they're like, Boston's dope. Yeah. And that's, for me, I used to travel a lot through music. And I'd tell people, I was kind of embarrassed at times to tell people I'm from Boston. You know what I mean? Because you would hear the same thing, like, oh, there ain't no black folks in Boston. Uh-huh. There ain't nothing going on out there.
Right.
And So we also have other programs that we're going to re-energize, which Lior, if you can talk a little bit about Soup, That's one of our favorite programs that we hope to grow. But you're right, it's all about connecting to the community and providing a safe space where we can connect. And to answer your question on a Dream Cipher,
yeah,
we kind of stole it from Benoni.
He gave us permission. We don't just, we ain't culture, you know.
We don't take people's cultures, you know what I mean? And he's part of our whole plan too.
Right.
So Benoni, you know, works for Issa Rae.
Mm-hmm.
But think about like an MC cipher,
mm-hmm.
right? Where it's expression, it's off the top of the dome, but you're sharing your dream. So we introduce, you know, between 8 to 10 folks in the audience that want to share their dream, but it's got to be a dream connected to purpose and connected
mm-hmm.
to their community, which automatically that's the audience we attract.
Right.
Right.
You build it, they come. You want to do a Garth Brooks show, you know, you build your country platform and you're going to get you some honky-tonks. You know?
No country.
But hey, I'm also from Tennessee, so I do a little country, you know. But yeah, Lior, why don't you share a little bit about our soup program, which is part of the Startup
right.
Classroom program.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
and we'll get to this orange over here.
Yeah, it's not the leak. His orange. So bread and soup is, have you been to a bread and soup?
I have not.
Okay, that's okay. That wasn't.
It's okay.
That's okay.
Oh, like I've made it. I'm not certified yet.
Listen, it's okay.
Anybody.
I'm getting to all, you know, the food events. I'm getting there.
Well, there's always food.
At the bread
yeah.
and
yeah,
soup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
At all of our events.
Yeah.
That's how we come, that's how you're going to get our folks out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you're not lying, though.
That's how you got to get me out.
Listen, you're coming after work.
Right.
Yeah. You got to get fed. And that's how fellowship works. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm jumping in your time. Go ahead,
Leo. That's okay. So bread and soup was actually an idea. It started with, there's a concept called soup in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a version of it as well in Chicago. But somebody had introduced it to me, and it's a community crowdfunding dinner. And, you know, looking at the way it was structured, it really made sense for us to kind of take, it's slightly different in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
but take it and make it our own. So the idea is people can apply, anybody can apply with an idea for, you know, any type of community event or
mm-hmm.
something that has to do with their business that would involve maybe allowing, like having a small amount of money would help with their business concept.
Right.
And they apply. We have a panel of community judges, usually people who are from our bread audience and other parts of Boston, who blindly pick 4 people to come. And those 4 people have 4 minutes each to pitch. And the audience gets to ask 4 audience questions about their
mm-hmm.
idea. And on the other side of that is the community involvement part. So you can come pay $10 for bread dinner and a vote. And you can always come if you can't pay, you just can't vote. So the voting piece of it is really important because 100% of the money goes to the person who wins. So the audience
oh, wow.
gets to pick where they want to see the money invested in the community.
Wow.
And I like to say that I think the process, what always amazes me about bread and the stories that I tell about it is I feel like we're really activating the community's agency and autonomy
mm-hmm.
and really this communal wisdom that
mm-hmm.
happens in a room. So to give an example, we had, so the first person who won was Alensa. And
oh,
with,
yes.
yeah,
I'm working with her on a documentary too.
Oh, yeah. So she's amazing.
Yes.
The Mattapan Open Studios.
Yes.
So
yes.
Mattapan never had, it was one of the only neighborhoods in Boston that never had an open studio.
Right.
And she got, I'm gonna fudge the numbers because I can't remember who got what. I think she got like $800.
Nice.
I believe she got $800 that evening that she put towards.
We rounded it off though.
It was like, no, it was like $810.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because somebody made a donation after. I just think
oh, okay.
because I know somebody got $800, somebody got $700, and I believe
mm-hmm.
she was the person who got $800. But yeah, so she went and she like ran with Mattapan Open Studios.
Nice.
I don't know if you guys whoever got to experience it, it was amazing. And
yeah.
the way she, you know, intertwined like local businesses
yeah.
and artists and like, just, she just did a phenomenal job. And it just
Thank
goes
you.
To show that the community chose her and saw the opportunity that there was in Mattapan
right.
and particularly under her leadership.
Right.
And then the second one was we did a cannabis one
mm-hmm.
with the Transformative Culture Project.
Hey.
And that, for me, like, really, I mean, it was only our second one, but it was during that process. So, like I said, it was a blind, it's right. a blind process. So there had been two folks who presented who were great, but who weren't, once they began presenting, I could tell they weren't as involved in the community as some right. of the other people oh, who wow, were right. presenting.
So it kind of weeds people out a little bit.
Well, yeah. well, I thought at first I was nervous because I was like, they had the most polished presentations.
Right, but that shows, you know what I mean? It's more than just
it's
about
it. It's more than just that. And that, to me, was just like, wow, our community, when you really give people the opportunity to mm-hmm. vote and ask questions and be engaged, like, people can read through. I mean, not that those were bad business ideas or bad people, but mm-hmm. just the commitment to who would take that money and do something for the yeah. community. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an amazing, I love that event for that reason.
Yeah, but it also gives these organizations an opportunity to pitch mm-hmm. and to get exactly. some to get some insight and feedback from the community. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't win, it's a win. As well, right, because right. You're
you might connect with people that want to support you.
Exactly, and that's another thing with the Dream Cipher. When you're claiming, you know, something that you want to put out into the universe, it's gonna happen. But you got to claim it first. Mm-hmm. So it's always a win-win when you can get up there and share your dream. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you share your dreams to people within your. We all grew up in villages.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not everybody grows up in the right village, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
And sometimes
right.
your village may not see. So especially if you grew up in a village that no one has started a business or
right.
has been mm-hmm. creative or an artist, you know. You have to have some sort of GPS. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I think when you have a dream cipher and when you're claiming your dream, you're gonna get connected right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if you have people that are telling you, oh, you can't do this, or I don't know, you should go back to college, or not to say college is, you know,
right,
you know,
right.
it's a great platform. But you gotta always be in a village that usually when you're in bread and you put out you say something that you want to do, people are like, yeah, you can do, I can see how that
right.
can happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a positive
mm-hmm.
energy.
The energy totally shifts.
Yeah.
I think like. Between the whole room. It's just
right.
And that's what's needed. And that's what I didn't have years ago. And that's what a lot of people didn't have in
right.
Boston.
I didn't have it.
You know? And and we've worked together on certain projects. Why don't you talk about a little bit of your experience writing with Brett?
Oh,
yes.
We got shot. That was a great article,
yeah,
by the
way. Yeah, it
was
an amazing article.
Thank you.
And see, that's how this is how relationships grew. You know? And, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Basically, you guys brought me on to write about the connection that was made through Priscilla Azaglo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying her name right.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Reggie calls her Glow.
And her Black Cotton Club, which I have not made it out to, so I'm going
me
to
me neither. We
I'm
can go
make
together.
Because
yes.
it's a 70s, okay. 80s night.
There's one coming
I'm going
up.
To the next
okay.
one. And Frugal Bookstore, which is the only Black-owned yeah. bookstore in Boston, right, in Roxbury. And that connection, how that was made and how they were able to collaborate
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they had Bread Boston. They had that space where they were able to meet. Mm-hmm. And just how, just an example of, like, the type of connections that are made and, like, the possibilities that come out of going to a startup classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was pretty dope.
Yeah, we're going to do more. And that's what it's about, building these authentic connections.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you go to a networking event and you may leave maybe talking to one or two people, or you
right.
may have a fear. So it's really creating these spaces where even the most action happens afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Right.
After the Dream Cipher, when you say, hey, this is what I do, there's usually someone in that audience that may be a writer or
mm-hmm.
a graphic designer or a lawyer
right.
or an investor. Mm. You never know who's in the room sometimes.
Know.
But you got to create that space. And so, I mean, yeah, it's actually helped even with my business, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really not a Leora, Justin, or a Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
It's for all of us.
Right.
You know, how do we make bread together?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not all conditioned in our villages how to use money as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
We use it, you know, to spend all the time.
Right.
But we you know, we have some economic power, and if we can communicate more and share these connections, yeah, you know, then there's a lot that can come out of it. So there should be more breads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there are. Your podcast is a platform that introduces entrepreneurs and creatives. So, like, what is going on out there?
You know, always something. Yeah. Always something.
Wednesday's a busy night here.
It is prime time. Yes, here on Boston Come Through on Boston Free Radio.
This is how I look half the time. Yeah. I ain't ready to be like, for real. Y'all
just want
to
make sure
tonight.
We good. You know what I mean?
Yep, you know, shout out to all the live shows that happen.
You don't realize he right, you don't realize he right the window.
You know, not everyone does. At least it's sealed off well. We don't got to be fumigated.
Gotcha. This is really live, y'all.
Yeah, we live. We really, really live. Right. For really live. Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't realize y'all got this camera up in my grill.
Yeah, so the people can see you.
We got all the places. We're live on Boston Come Through, on Boston Free Radio's Facebook Live. Also, Genevieve's live on her Facebook. We're live on Scat TV as well. Say hey to Scat TV in the corner.
Hey.
Yeah, absolutely. And also on my Facebook Live. So we're all over the place.
This is beautiful. This is how you have to do it. Visibility.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So one thing I'm not clear about with Bread, how did it, the origins of it, like, how did it come together?
It was an accident, actually.
Shout out to Haley House.
Haley House.
So the first one I heard, Benoni Tego, who was at that time the business producer of Awkward Black Girl, on
he's the one I told you about. I was telling about the live y'all did. I was like, this live was flawless.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He had the hookup.
Yeah.
That's that Issa Rae studio.
Yeah, it was flawless.
When I say I stand for Issa, I've been riding with Issa since she was on YouTube, and she used to drop it on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. Like, riding with her.
You should have been on that live. You would have been 1 degree of separation.
Oh, it's still on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
it's
still
really good.
Okay.
It was really good.
He was our first guest. So I reached
and YouTube. Sorry.
Yeah, we have a lot of content with Benoni. So I heard him on the show called Behind the Brilliance with Lisa Nicole Bell, and I was like, he was talking about depression, he was talking about losing all his money, and I'm really into vulnerability, and so I was like, wow, I wish these were conversations I knew people were having individually, but I didn't really feel like there was an open platform or an open space to share that information, and that always when we talk about success, it's like, people only share their story of success, like, the other side.
Right. Like, the good stuff.
The good stuff. And even when you've, like, made it...
Right.
There's still...
A whole bunch of stuff.
A whole bunch of other stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily talk about.
Right. And also all the failures, too, right? Like, everyone's like, I didn't hear the good things that happened, but what are the failures?
So, I reached out to him thinking, like, he wouldn't respond back, and he responded back right away, and my email was basically like, if I could bring you out to Boston and figure out a way to make it happen, would you come? And he was like, absolutely.
Yes.
So my first step was, I had done something kind of similar a couple years before, so I reached out and had done it with Future Boston Alliance. So I reached out to Future Boston Alliance, and then I met Justin randomly. Like, we had never really worked together.
No, we volunteered
and we met, and I don't know, I just was like, hey, you want to do this?
Well, real quickly.
Okay.
Let me interject.
There was a time.
There's some details.
There was a time where my office was the Haley House. So I was always at the Haley House. She was always at the Haley House.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice. And it was kind of like, you know, the universe. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and then we also had somebody, Roxanne Longoria, who was a part of that team as well, who at that time was representing Boston Youth Service Network. Okay. So I basically brought all these folks, and then Aaron from Future Boston Alliance. And I basically convened everybody, you know, because I wasn't an organization, so... It's just me to get behind it and really, I would say, like, I didn't know people that well. Like, Justin and I have gotten to know each other through the years. And it was sort of a leap of faith.
Yeah. How many years ago was this?
2014.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, wow. It was December of 2014.
I don't know.
Some late.
Yeah.
I think we have a Facebook picture, Instagram photo to prove it.
You say so.
And we all came together, and I got years? Some... Oh, my God.
Justin's really in his brain right now, like, hold up, wait a minute, just one,
time
two.
Flies, I mean, you know, I'm
well,
sorry.
It will be the third, this will be our third year of events.
No, I believe
May.
You. No, you're right, because it was like the end of...
Yeah, it was the end of 2014. Yeah. So, so I reached out to the Boston Foundation. They have something called Grassroots Grants. I think that's the name of it. They're like small grants, so if anybody has an idea, to go to them. Mm-hmm. Natanya, Craig. They gave us $2,500 for our first event.
Nice.
And we put that event on, and it was actually right before that event, the team, I was like, we're just going to do this one thing, and like, we'll all go on with our lives.
Right.
And they were like, no, we have to name it something. And so... I think it was actually Justin who came up with the word bread, because he was like, bread, money, you know, make bread,
right.
Break bread. And then we came up with the acronym collectively.
After. That's awesome.
And then everybody in the audience was like, so when's the next one? You know, we had a really good turnout, and Justin's the one who came up with our flyer, which is now kind of our signature look for our startup classrooms, which is a magazine cover.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it's just really evolved.
Yeah.
Clearly. Yes. Yeah.
And it's still going to evolve, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
I hope
like,
so.
Yeah, we all, this is a volunteer, you know, we all have, you know, other projects going on, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of like coming together like Voltron.
Hey, and I can dig it.
I was hoping one of y'all knew what Voltron
Sorry.
Was.
Somebody got it,
but you know. I'm curious though about, you know, your idea of what is the question, or what is the solution that, you know, that bread like seeks to answer, right? So what are you guys trying to solve? What is your big thing that you're trying to solve?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So we actually have a mission question, mm-hmm. not a mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that came out of my work in positive psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a whole other conversation. So I won't go into it too much. But the idea behind positive psychology is focusing on what's right
mm-hmm.
with people and not what's wrong with people. It's not
right.
positive thinking. I'll just clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
But... what our mission question is how do we focus on the strengths of the whole to catalyze social change? And really, I think the energy that Genevieve, you were talking about earlier, is because we really do try to focus on what's right with people and the
right.
best in people. And that doesn't mean that we don't talk about things that are hard, like, you know, our guests talk about depression,
mm-hmm.
our guests talk about racism, they talk about, you know, like I said before, losing money. Like, it's not that people aren't transparent and vulnerable, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's actually because we create a space
right.
where it's okay for people to talk about these things and normalize them,
mm-hmm.
that it actually is a positive experience because you get that, like, kind of what Justin was talking about, like, I'm not alone.
Right.
And part of, like, my impetus for wanting to focus on what's right is because working in nonprofits for so long, it's always about what's wrong with people
mm-hmm.
and what's wrong with the community.
Right. And What's the problem? Absolutely.
And I feel like everybody, like, knows what the problem is if you're in the community.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, how do we speak about the community? Is it always going to be what the problems are? Or how are we going to lift up what's right?
Right.
I take it.
I like what you mentioned about the personal connection, because I do have a personal connection to bread.
Hey.
I quit. But Quistel said, don't say quit. He's left.
Right.
I left.
She departed. A swift departure.
Right. From my full-time employment back in November. And it took me, like, a couple months to work up the nerve, like, when are you going to do it? Like, I was sitting at work every day, like, when are you going to do it? When are you going to
yeah.
do it?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think 1 week, my manager said something to me, and I was like, that was it. I was like, I just walked out. I was like, is this week?
You're like, yeah,
right.
Bye-bye.
Right. So I went home, and I typed it, but the day before I gave my 2 weeks notice, I came to the bread event. I can't remember her name, but she was the one that
Melanie.
Yes, there you go. How do you say her last name?
Erasia.
Arusha.
Okay, she's actually from out here, which is surprising. Yeah. But she had a story about...
She's from Somerville.
Yeah, yeah, which was crazy.
Okay,
yeah.
That's local. Yeah.
So she lives in California, but she's...
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay, you know, connect to the roots.
Yeah, so, you know, I was feeling pretty nervous the day before, like, oh, shoot, like, I gotta go in here tomorrow and tell these people, and it's gonna be a big deal, and everybody gonna know.
Right.
And she told her story about quitting her job and doing what you're not, because, you know, she went to school, she did what you're supposed to do, she had the job, but then was, like, miserable. Mm-hmm. And then so hearing her story about, like, she did what, you know, people never tell you to do, which is to leave your job and mm-hmm. pursued her dreams, and I guess, quote-unquote, I might have made it. You know what I mean? But that gave me, like, it was, like, confirmation for me, because I'm always looking for confirmation. Like, that was confirmation that I'm, like, on the right path. So yeah. That kind of just gave me, like...
hope.
More than hope. It gave me, like, I guess the guts, so to speak, to not chicken out, you know, the next day. So that was for me, that was really dope. Mm. So... Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
No, that's beautiful to hear. Sometimes you got to make that leap.
Yeah.
You
know
do.
What I mean? And sometimes when I was saying following a GPS, you got to follow when you're on a road and you're driving, you follow your signs.
Right.
And sometimes we're blind to those signs and we ignore those signs.
And then we
get in car accidents.
Yeah.
But you followed your sign and you know, as long as you don't quit your job without a plan B, though.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the biggest thing.
I thought I had a plan B.
I'm sorry. You know what? Sometimes you just gotta leap because if the environment's not right, it's gonna mess you up.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been through it all.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have another show on that.
Yeah. That's a whole
We talk a lot about entrepreneurship on here because me and Crystal are both entrepreneurs and we're somewhat fun employed.
We just out here just
hopefully you'll be coming to the Fairmount.
Hopefully I would like to, you know, we could talk about that further. But yeah, being, you know, how difficult it is being an entrepreneur because it looks glamorous on social media. I know my life looks glamorous according to other people on social media.
Absolutely.
It looks like I'm just out here having all this fun.
Absolutely.
And going to these events, but Chris will tell you I'm prone to a meltdown, you know, a time or two.
It happens because you're like, you're out here like you're going and then like something hits and you're like, what am I doing?
Right.
You know, and I know like for me, like that was this week for me. I'm like, what am I doing?
And
like, should I really be out here just trying to like finagle my life and be a media producer, like a freelance media producer? And like, but I mean, yeah, that's why I think like it worked perfectly for us, because like, I mean, that's how our journey, you know, connected. Was like, I got laid off the day before. It was great though, don't worry about it. Everyone's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But but it's like, it's crazy how our lives aligned in that way. And just to have like each other to kind of like bounce off of and say like, you know, encourage one another. And like, yeah, because we'd be having those days and
it's hard.
It is. It's really freaking hard out here. And I think no one can understand it until you're in it.
Yeah.
You know, as much as you like, you know, people can give you advice, you know, but if you're not in it, it's hard to connect with someone and really like understand what that journey is like. You've never actually gone through it. So,
And I guess the only other thing I would add to that is just, you know, they say find your tribe. Like, you know, I feel like as an entrepreneur, you need to find your tribe.
You have
to. And it's usually why I'm telling people to go to Bread Boss. I'm like, you're an entrepreneur. Like, you need those type of spaces, and you need to be able to connect with these other type of people, because, you know, as an entrepreneur, like, your mindset is different. Like, anybody, you know what I mean? When you're embarking on something, like a business or, I mean, you could even have a blueprint, but it's like, you know, the road to success looks like this. Like, it's
like
all
over the place. Yeah,
up
and down. Absolutely.
Yeah, like, just needing that. I know I needed that space because it took going to like a Bread Boston and meeting other entrepreneurs to realize, oh, that's what I've been all these years. This is why I never fit in at work like a 9-to-5. This is why I've always kind of, you know, like the job I left was like my first like actual desk job, because I avoided it my whole, you know, professional career, because I was like, oh, I know I'm not fit for that. But not realizing there was like a terminology, you know what I mean? So going to spaces like Bread Boston and also feeling like included, because, you know, there are a lot of like entrepreneurial spaces in Boston, like we're in Boston, but a lot of them don't feel very inclusive, you know, or very welcoming,
right?
And feel very networky, which is what I appreciate about Bread, that it's not like you can network, like you're still connecting, but it's not on this like superficial like, what do? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
type of, which is like,
I know I'm not like that. Hate small talk, so.
Yeah.
You're like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Like, I could just be home with the
cat. Right.
I have a boyfriend. Right. Well, and I also think that, you know, it's not only, it is for entrepreneurs for sure, but I don't think it's only.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people in our generation, younger folks, millennials, we are creating our own path. So even if somebody does have a 9-to-5, so many people have side hustles.
Right. That was me my whole life. Like, I did not know how to only have one job. Like, I literally did not. Like, I had minimum 2 to 3 at any given point of the year. So, like, I totally feel that.
And I think some of it's out of necessity.
Yeah.
And some of it's out of just creativity that I think are how we engage with work is evolving and that we're kind of creating that path as we go. And I think a lot of it always makes me feel good too when people who are not entrepreneurs really get something out of our events and are like, oh, I thought about myself and my value in relation to my work differently.
That's dope.
I love it. Can we do a real quick thing, because these numbers is popping.
I remember you had posted this right, like, I think the 2nd day of January, but it was, like, bred by the numbers, so I pulled the graphic, because I thought it was dope, and it was, like, even for me to see it, I was like, well, dang, like, I knew y'all did a lot, but I hadn't realized you did all of that, you know?
So, bred by the numbers, so far, Bread has invested $39,172.68 into businesses of color and local businesses. First of all, snaps to that, all the claps, all the accolades. You guys have done 95% of these investments have actually gone to people of color, which is so incredible and so incredibly dope. 60% of these investments have gone to local businesses and creative entrepreneurs, which is like, hello, like, just really in the community, and I absolutely love that. And then 56% of these investments have gone to locally owned Black and Latinx businesses as well. And I think that's really awesome, because I think one of the big things is that, I mean, we can continue with the graphic, but one of the big things that I really notice about, you know, organizations that, you know, say they do like a lot of this groundwork is that we need something like this, where it's like, let me see the numbers. Let me see, like, what you have actually been doing. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be this big, right? It doesn't have to be almost $40,000. Like, let us know if it's $2,000. Let us know if it's one. But just to, like, show, you know, and back up the work that you're doing, because numbers don't lie, which is a really big thing.
And then, in addition to what Crystal said, you guys have had over 500,000 social media impressions and reached almost 1,000 people. Over 500,000 impressions on utilized social media channels combined. So that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, correct? Awesome. You guys have hosted 11 startup classroom events featuring nationally known entrepreneurs and creatives of color. Bread attendees have purchased over $650 worth of books at 5 events from locally Black-owned Frugal Bookstore. Bread has created 3 part-time jobs for local residents and 4 volunteer staff positions. And then your community crowdfunding dinner is a 100% investment by our community for our community, and you've invested over 1,500, raised over 2 events. So,
and growing.
And growing. Okay, and growing. Absolutely. That's the only thing that's missing. Like, and continuing to grow and thrive. I love that.
No, that's awesome. I think when I saw that, I was like, well, damn. I mean, I knew y'all did a lot, but I didn't know y'all did a lot. Like, you know what I mean? So that's amazing. That's definitely impactful.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, those numbers, I haven't looked at them in a while, so
they're probably bigger now, you know.
we haven't done an event in a little bit, but I think what our aim is for them to grow, and I also think, you know, part of Justin, myself, Reggie, like, we're volunteer, we also have an intern, and so a lot of the money that we invest does go to contract workers, which are like freelancers, you know what I mean? And it's, I think we want to be able to really continue to invest in folks, as well as like making sure that we buy food that is from local businesses that are also doing good work in the community. And I hope, you know, I'm happy to be able to share those numbers. And I think it would be nice to see other organizations be more transparent.
Because
we do try. I mean, obviously not every dollar we spend can, like, if I have to book a flight, you know, when it goes to JetBlue, like I have to book a flight for a guest,
right?
You know, but even with our Airbnb, like it's a local Airbnb in Roxbury that we use,
Awesome.
You know, so trying to be more mindful about where our money is going.
Right. And reinvesting it.
Reinvesting
it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's amazing. When is the next startup classroom?
Yeah.
That's what we want to know.
May 2nd.
Okay.
A Wednesday, 6:30 p.m.
Y'all, what's happening? Okay, so you
I know.
I made it to the last one though. I did, but I left at like 8:30, like.
Okay, we gonna make it work. That's what we gonna do. Yeah.
No, but then you kind of still missed the Dream Cipher though.
Okay, that's, so we're going to have a pre-recorded show that week. It's okay. We're going to work it out.
Okay,
we're
going to go.
Okay.
Crystal's changed her tune on these pre-recorded shows, but it's cool. It's
And I'm like, well, okay, one or two pre-recorded shows won't kill us.
I'll help you produce the next show.
Okay. Yes, okay.
So you can sleep on that. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
You should get a little piece of it. We can get a little piece of the recording for you.
Yeah,
that'll be great.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we can get Mr. Frazier to maybe give y'all a shout out or something.
Yay.
Hello. We like shout outs.
Well, he could do a little like Insta story.
He's a little mini interview or something.
I should say who our guest is since we're talking about.
Yeah, please.
So our guest is Anthony Frazier. Don't have his bio in front of me, but he is the author of a book that you can purchase at Frugal Bookstore. You could also purchase it the night of the talk, called Don't Dumb Down Your Greatness.
Yeah.
So talking about, you know, kind of in the spirit of inspiration, motivation, like how we speak to ourselves. He has this amazing book.
It's a young entrepreneur's guide, according to the to thinking and being great and more. So,
and it's like an easy, awesome read.
Right.
Very quick.
I need that.
So, he'll sign it and all of that at the event. So, again, going to be on sale from Frugal, and it's currently in their bookstore as well. But he has a long list of, he comes from the tech world, and now he does more of creative stuff. So, he's very impressive. He was on the when Soledad O'Brien interviewed black entrepreneurs a couple years ago. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yes, yes.
But he has a long list of credentials. Comes from Newark.
Okay.
Our first guest from Newark.
Yeah.
Newark.
So excited to have him. He's been awesome to work with, and I know he's super excited to come. Yeah. So come out. It's going to be at a new venue, Dorchester Brewing.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll provide food. So you just gotta buy some drinks if you're feeling.
Get your drinky drink.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful venue. I'm really excited. I don't know if you guys have ever been.
I have not.
But
I'm glad we're going to be in there.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like, we try to find spots that are
different and
nice. And
But y'all are going to be at the bowling building so we can be on the rooftop, though, right?
I know. You know, the bowling building is getting... That's a different show. But that's a hard spot to get.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the little rooftop in the summertime.
Yeah. We'll work something out. There's other rooftops.
He always got it handled. Right. I like it.
In Boston, you have to be...
Moving on.
Yes. Only got 5 minutes left.
Yes.
So that's Wednesday, May 2nd from 6:30 to...
It's going to probably end... We'll wrap up around 9:30, but they said they're open till pretty late,
right.
So...
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good thing. We're not going to get kicked out.
So Boston come through, it's going to be here. We're going to be there.
This half of Boston come through going to be there. You going to be there too?
I'm going to be there. I'm
She's like, I already RSVP'd.
Yeah. I'm like,
oh, there is an Eventbrite. It's free, but you can. Right. It makes it easier, so you can find it on our website, makebreadboston.com, or in any of our social media.
And we're gonna link it in the show description.
Yeah, wherever you guys are listening, listening back to the show, we will link it in all of your favorite description places.
And then Justin, we know that you're also part of the Fairmont,
yes,
the Fairmont Live is you, really.
Yes.
That's how I know Justin originally. No. And there's an event tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there
is. I have it
right
here.
There is an event tomorrow. Shout out to Leonard, African Denzel.
Okay.
Who just texted me, actually.
Hey, friend.
Wait, actually, Leonard, I have a different African Denzel. So we met somebody in South Africa who he's
Well, how did you meet that one? Through African Denzel.
No, I didn't.
Didn't Leonard connect?
No, that was Miriam. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay, sorry.
Right, go ahead. So letter with Peter. Okay, go ahead. But do you want
Sorry, everybody.
I'm sorry. So Yes, we do have an event tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yes, before you jump in, I just want to say adios to Scat TV. Bye. We are live on Scat TV.
Oh.
They're heading off the air, but you guys who are watching on Scat TV can head over to Boston, come through on Facebook Live, and Boston continue to listen.
BostonFreeRadio.com.
Yes, BostonFreeRadio.com as well to continue listening to our lovely show. But let's hear about your event.
Yeah, yeah. So Harambe's vision of Leonard that he brought to the Fairmount. We did one last year, and it was a great turnout, and it's really it's a pop-up of African businesses that are operating out of the U.S. But it's also conversational too, and a lot of conversations are how do we partner and invest back into Africa. So it's going to be a post Wakanda conversation.
Yeah.
There's going to be some investors in there. There's going to be some folks from the state. It's free. There should be some food. I'm going to check my bank account on that. I'm just kidding. There'll be food. yeah, just a lot of good people. And we're going to hopefully be Skyping possibly with a business in the Congo.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, it's a lot of great things. So it's really just a really a great experience to meet African businesses and to maybe do some investments back into Africa.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called the Post Wakanda Harambe Pop-Up African Innovation and Building Economic Capital.
Yeah.
And that's at the Fairmount Lab in Dorchester, 4:30 to 8 p.m. And that's tomorrow.
It's actually 5:30. I'm sorry.
Excuse
I didn't change
me,
the flyer. No, it's okay. That's my my fault. I didn't change the info on mine.
It's cool. It's cool. At least it would have been early.
I mean, we'll be there, but.
Yeah. And if you're listening to the show, you know, after we posted it, that means it's tonight. So
okay,
that is true.
Regardless, perfect. Yes, be there.
So I don't know. We're gonna try to finagle. Maybe we should go.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a real long break from working the front desk and come through.
Never mind. And then on, you also have another.
Oh yeah, so
event.
I'm sorry. I'm always working.
You got all the things going.
If you want to know what's happening in Boston, just follow Justin.
Yes.
So I also have a company called Outside the Box, and we've been blessed.
Oh,
to,
that's you too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Oh, you just made my day.
Birthday Monday.
Oh,
oh
my
it.
Goodness.
Coming.
Yes.
I'm coming.
Okay, well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're going to sing you a little happy birthday at the end.
Crystal's going to sing you happy birthday at the end.
At the end of the show? Okay.
All
right. That sounds good. Oh, we're going to talk about what's coming up. So, yeah, we do PR for a lot of theater and a lot of great arts and productions that are coming to town. And one that I'm excited about is with Step Africa.
Okay.
And Step Africa is a company out of South Africa, and they're going to be doing a production on the inspiration. They've been inspired by. Are you familiar with Jacob Lawrence? He's an artist, painter.
Not that cultured.
No, it's cool. The whole production's called Migration, and Jacob Lawrence. Definitely Google him. He was a legendary painter who. A lot of his work was on the migration from Africa, you know, to the Caribbeans, to the United States, and the culture, you know, changing. And so this whole production, as you can see with this poster, it's going to be installed. So this is his artwork right here.
Yeah.
But it's all going to be, imagine a painting that you created and then you have actors and dancers bringing it to life, you know. So it's an experience you don't want to miss. It's going to be at Arts Emerson, May 3rd to the 6th. It's four shows. If you're online, there's a promo promo code Best Life. I also, if I can plug in one more show,
plug. We got all the sockets for you to plug.
We got Top Girls. That's coming out April 20th. That's for. You know, it's about some women entrepreneurs coming together for one big night. And then we have BB Winans coming to Boston.
Okay.
In June. But he will be popping up with some churches in Boston.
Yeah. BB bringing CC?
In May. BB's not bringing CeCe, but CeCe will be here in June. She's also singing at the Pop Boston Pops.
Okay. Oh yeah.
So she'll be in the same week as the play. The musical is about BB and CeCe.
Okay.
So it's about their life, which of course features Whitney Houston. So there's a character on Whitney, but the musical is about purpose. I may be able to set up some interviews maybe with someone from the cast.
Yeah.
So we'll work
have
that out.
Have them come through. We would love to have them. Or we're all about supporting.
Or we may have to pop up on them, too.
You know how listen, we'll show up with a microphone and an audio recorder.
We'll work it out. But, no, thank you for the opportunity to even to share these productions.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But more importantly, May 2nd, you can go to makebreadboston.com where you can RSVP for free. Again, we'll feed you.
Feed your soul and your stomach.
Hello? I know I'm the second man on the show, but if there are any men listening to this show, which I'm sure they are,
yes,
I'm going to give you a little tip.
Okay.
It's about 70. I mean, we're talking about numbers. Those numbers don't show. It's about 70% women. Maybe 80%.
So are you telling them to come to the Brett Boston?
Just networking. Okay. But I'm saying, but these are not just women. I hate to plug it like that. But these are women that are go-getters, that are doing great things. You know, women of value. It's not like you're coming to a club and I'm like trying to plug a party, but
and if any lovely pictures have been made at a Brett Boston,
yes, they have.
Let them know.
But I mean, but honestly, no. It's we gotta be more inclusive. More men, you know, and so let me stop at that little point.
No, but I think it's also awesome on the flip side of you saying that as well, because I think also for a lot of like women who are entrepreneurs and business minded and very driven, I think it can be hard to find someone who is like minded. So, you know, for the men out there who are like minded, come through.
Yeah, but we all know women show up all the time, especially women of color.
Yeah,
and that's the majority of our audience. It's just be great to have more of those conversations.
Absolutely.
I don't mind.
So we challenge everyone who's coming, find your male fellows and bring them with you. All right.
Please. Yes, bring somebody. Bring someone. Anyone.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. I'm
just going to plug these last couple of events.
Yes.
Friday, April 20th, the Bean Trap and Paint Night is coming.
Featuring Boston Girls.
Yeah, we will be through. We will be there at the 10:30 show. There's two shows. There's one at 7, there's one at 10:30. It's at Heritage Hall in Milton. It's a paint night with trap music. There'll be like drinks and drinks
Millie
to purchase.
Rocking all night with your paintbrush. Millie rocking a paintbrush.
Crystal will be doing that. But it looks like it's going to be a really fun time. So definitely come out to that. This weekend is just a lot going on, guys.
There is.
Black Market Dudley's opening, their season opener is this weekend as well. We Black Say It Loud is going to be presenting there as well. So check out Black Market actually all weekend long, but you can start by going on Friday, 6 o'clock in Dudley. And then on Saturday, the Mélanger.
Okay, Mélanger.
The Mélanger Day Party. I think that's a collaboration between Lightworks Events and Not Your Average Boston at Savor Lounge on Saturday from 2 to 7.
Is it Savor or Savor?
I don't know. Savor, Savor.
I say like Savor.
Because it's two B's.
Because I feel like Savor is kind of like Save-A-Lot, and I'm like, we classier than Save-A-Lot, so I like me some Save-A-Lot, but you know.
Savor, pardon me.
It used to be Savor, I believe. Like Savor, Savor the flavor.
Oh. I like to sound bougie.
I think it changed though, yeah.
Well, that's from 2 to 7 on Saturday at the Mélanger Day Party. I feel like they usually sell out, like Lightworks and...
Right.
Shout out to Farrah.
Yeah. Yes. I want to get her on the show, so that's a plug right there.
Hello.
But that is from 2 to 7 on Saturday. Make sure you get your tickets ahead of time. Don't wait until Saturday.
Do not.
We will not be there because we will be at the Kitchen Table Talk podcast. But if that were not the case, I would be there. But that's it, guys. And then we have a special announcement next week.
Yeah, we do.
I forgot Gladys in the house.
Yeah.
We do. We'll be making some announcements over the weekend.
Yes, but I want to make sure you guys get a chance to plug your handles, where folks can find Bread and everything like that. I know we only have a couple minutes left.
It's Bread Boston across social media.
Mm-hmm. And we will.
So.
We and you? Yeah.
If you want to connect with Leora or Justin, where can they do that?
I'm at... Well, Instagram, Justin M. Springer. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Justin Springer, like Jerry, but Justin. No relation. OTB Agency, mm-hmm. which is a company on all platforms. Mm-hmm. What you got going on over here? Fairmount _ Lab on all platforms.
Excellent.
And Liara, she be dipping and diving out of social media, but what's yours? She got like rainbow something going on.
Yes.
What's yours?
My Instagram is Run Rainbow Bright, BRITE yeah. Run.
If you want to see daily hearts, hearts of inspiration, follow her.
Right now it's only South Africa.
Oh, yeah, she just got back from South Africa.
She sure did. So check out her photos there as well. Connect with her. Yes. I love it.
Wearing a bread shirt on an elephant.
Yes, you noticed. That was
yes. Of course I noticed. I'm a media guy.
That was on purpose.
Right. Yes. So make sure y'all connect with them because they out here, they pop and they live. They out here riding elephants with bread shirts on. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh. I know we have like 2 minutes left, but who is you?
I'm Genevieve Angelique.
You already know where to find her. I'm Crystal, aka The Crystal Lens. Make sure to follow Boston Come Through on Facebook, Instagram, right. Twitter at Boston Come Through. All right, shoot us an email at bostoncomethrough@gmail.com for questions, comments, inquiries. We doing listen to letters now and stuff, so we gonna talk about that too. You know what I mean? Shoot us your petty things. use the hashtag Boston Come Through in all your favorite places, and of course you can listen to all of our past shows on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, Radio Public, Mixcloud, Stitcher, and wherever else you find us. You know what I mean? If you find someplace else, let us know.
Right.
You know, because we'll just be popping up. But until next week, this is Boston Come Through on Boston Free Radio.
And we out.
We out.